Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
UNC sent Butch Davis more money, so I guess he didn't do any coaching last season. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The deadline to send former football coach Butch Davis another $590,000 has passed, and according to Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, the check is in the mail. According to Davis's loosely worded contract with UNC, he is entitled to his complete severance of $2.8 million if he doesn't coach before he's paid off. Last season, Davis worked for the Tampa Bay Bucks as, quote-unquote, a special assistant to head coach Greg Schiano, his old BFF from their Miami days together. No, he didn't have the title of coach, but Davis has been photographed numerous times in coaching togs on the Bucks practice field and quoted aplenty about how he helped Schiano organize his program, train his assistant coaches, prepare the franchise for the NFL draft, and assess rookie talent. If that's not coaching, then my name is Soupy Sales. Davis was paid $1 million out the door after he left Carolina football on NCAA probation and in the midst of the worst academic scandal in the university's history. I know he had nothing to do with any of that. It all went on while he was the CEO of the program, which must mean chief except onus. The fact that Davis's name wasn't mentioned in any of the NCAA allegations of violations at UNC did not help him land another coaching job, as he went 0-6 at last count. So with millions in the bank from his buyout after getting fired from the Cleveland Browns, Butch can keep assisting Schiano for a hefty salary while getting paid by Carolina as well. He is due two more $590,000 payments in January of 2014 and 2015, as long as he can prove he hasn't done any coaching during the previous years. I imagine we didn't even check very closely this time, figuring that defending a lawsuit by Davis might cost us as much as the $590 large anyway. But it's not like Tar Heel Athletics couldn't use the money for operating expenses like Olympic sport coaching raises, increased recruiting and travel budgets, and a few fix-ups here and there around the old complex. Now that Butch probably isn't coaching next season either, we'll have to throw more good money after bad at least one more year. Somehow, it still doesn't smell quite right. This is Archansky. See ya.